Here with Ben and Gabe on Joy. Now, if anyone's wondering where I've been traveling around America for the past month. Mm-hmm. I've had a blast.
Yeah.
So much fun.
This is really good. I didn't realise you went to the States. It's not like you haven't talked about it every 5 minutes. Just sending me messages like, I'm in the States. It was cool, but I did miss you.
I do want to know, and I missed you too, how you've been though.
Really good. I've been fine. It's been great. Things have been going well for me, actually.
Is that right?
No, there's been a few little hiccups along the way. Nothing.
So nothing's changed.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
No. What's been happening?
Well, I got catfished on the internet.
How?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was just like a young boy trying to get real excited talking to a lesbian online. I was like, well, this boy is very randy. And then I realized this women just aren't that randy. And I was like, wait a minute, this is a guy. It doesn't matter. I got a weird virus. I slept through a family brunch, so mummy's not happy with me. I went to the hairdresser.
You're like the biggest light person that sleeps in.
I know, I'm really bad at it. I did go to the hairdresser. She dyed my hair pink, so thank you very much. Oh, I was in a car park and this guy reversed his car into mine, so totally he was at fault. He got out, abused the hell out of me, wouldn't exchange his details, called his son to come down and abuse me too. So I was like, this is crazy. So I stopped driving. I started catching the tram. I thought it was a bit safer. And I was on the tram, got abused by an old guy. And I was like, this is not good.
Bloody old guys.
So I went out on the weekend. I thought, I'll catch a rideshare service because that's going to be safer. Just a little bit of cheeky harassment, sexual harassment in the rideshare. It was full on. It was really
bad. What did they say to you?
Oh, he was being such a creep. He was just talking to me about the women he picks up online and trying to get me to have a night out with him. But he did say that he will listen to a woman before getting it. So a real sweetheart.
Did you report him?
I did report him to the cops as well. Yeah. And they took it quite seriously. Anyway, I don't know how I'm going to get home from now on.
So not a lot's changed with you then?
Not safe in the car, not safe on the tram, not safe in a rideshare.
You're pissing off old people. You're getting catfished.
Mm.
You've slept in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I may have sent a photo of my butt to this catfisher as well.
Were things getting a bit randy with them?
A little bit randy, and I was like, wait a minute, this isn't normal.
The things we send to people online.
I know, it's crazy.
Good to be back with you, Gabe.
Luckily my face wasn't in it.
Look, boy, now I'm in Australia. Now I'm in America. Australia! America!
I get
Australia,
it, Dad!
America! Australia!
Home,
America,
that's
Australia,
enough!
America! Australia!
Oh! Here in America, we don't tolerate that kind of crap, sir!
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy, and it is time to talk about USA!
USA!
USA! USA. Oh, just really USA. Quickly, we had a text in from Cameron. He said, welcome back.
Thanks, Cameron.
He's missed your laughter.
I've missed you too, whoever you are. Love you a lot.
Dave doesn't laugh at my jokes, so thanks for laughing at my jokes.
Oh, I'm a good actor. I've been in America, so you got to learn something.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I had a blast.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
So I went to LA, I went to San Francisco,
mm-hmm,
I went to Orlando, I went to Miami, and I went to New York.
All right. Mm. That's very amazing.
It was really fun.
Was New York last?
New York was last.
Did you have any money left for New York?
I had a bit of money left.
Yeah, right.
The horrible thing about America is the conversion rate.
Yes.
Because it's just like, it's about 60, I think it's about 66 cents at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
The Aussie dollar.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, you transfer something over and you've got a piece of lint.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, what do I have left? Oh, I've got like a dog biscuit left in a condom wrapper.
Very good.
Dignity out the door.
Very good. What was the exchange rate with the guys?
Oh, there was probably one in every city. A couple.
Oh, there you go.
It was fun. It's fun being in another place though, because you have that sort of that overseas appeal.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think what I loved is it was sort of like being a 20-year-old again, because the drinks there are so strong.
Oh,
you know how
right.
they do, because they do a what's called a free pour over in America.
Ah.
So in Australia, and I don't know if I miss this or I maybe I'm welcoming it back, but say if you get like, you know, a vodka soda, they'll just pour it in a shot here. Whereas in America, they just keep pouring it.
Yeah,
they
right.
pour it like 3/4 full and they put like a dash of soda in.
They might not have as much tax on the liquor as we have here.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
That's an interesting call out. Mm. Anyway, so you could just play like the Benny Hill music, because like when I got to a nightclub, I was just like,
ew, I saw the photos.
I was going
then.
At everyone.
I did see the photos. Yeah. That's amazing. When I went to New York, I'd been in America for a little while. I had no money left and I just lived on pizza the whole time.
Well, there's pizza in every corner.
I know. It's crazy.
I lived on a lot of fast food. I lived on a lot of burgers, a lot of Mexican.
All right.
Yeah.
What are we talking
Toilet
about?
Toilet bowl was my friend. The food that I ate in America. Food. Okay, that's the what food. We're talking about.
Okay, great. What was your favorite destination?
New York.
Oh, nice.
It's beautiful. It's incredible. Lovely. It's kind of like, I felt like being Lisa Simpson in New York because it's just sort of like you're looking up in amazement.
Mm, you so know, you're just everything. Sitting in fire escapes playing the saxophone, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, jazz man.
Oh, I really enjoyed watching your Instagram photos.
Yeah, well, everywhere we went was like a pretty much a photo shoot.
Yep.
Moment.
Absolutely.
Content.
I could see, you spent a lot of time taking photos.
I had
over there,
I had a fight with a girl. Well, I didn't have a fight, but I had a disagreement with a girl in Times Square.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in Times Square, you've got all those like projection screens.
Yeah, yep.
There's
yep.
this one corner of Times Square that I think everyone kind of gets for their selfie or their photo or their Grindr or Tinder shot. It's a very common photo.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I was waiting kind of in line to get my spot because there were a few people taking photos, you know, in this angle. And there was this girl and she was probably only about 13. She was taking ages and ages and ages. And I kind of lost my temper with her.
Oh, right.
I was like, look, excuse me, just do you mind if I just jump in for a sec?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, oh, I'm sorry, no worries.
Yeah. Oh, that was it.
And that was it. So
I thought you were going to say she got all riled up. And
well, she moved out of the way. And so I took a whole bunch of shots. But then she got in my way. Then she started getting in my view again.
She probably thought that you had done enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was courteous. I said, thank you. Thanks for moving out of the way for me.
Yeah.
She ignored me. She shaded me.
Yes.
So as I was walking off, I called her a little bitch.
Oh, Ben.
Is that too much?
Probably. I would say so.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
Is it going to be cold or hot today?
It's 3 degrees right now.
Ugh.
How is it September and it's still really cold?
Well, we had October.
And it's spring. It's September at the moment.
Okay, yeah, we haven't had October yet. It's,
well, we had October. Christmas was disastrous, but thank God it's Boxing Day.
Yes, I'm confusing you, aren't I? I didn't get you a Christmas present. I feel terrible. I actually put on a bit of weight this winter, but I shaved my legs yesterday and I lost 3 kilos. So never lost 3 kilos so quickly. The
was that my welcome back gift?
Yes, I always shave
that
my legs for
that plastic bag
you, Ben.
Filled with hair.
Do you want to touch
you
my
You put
legs?
Little googly eyes on it as well. That was a nice touch. The little pipe cleaner arms.
What are you talking about?
Gabe's leg hair.
Yes, I do.
Arts and craft aside.
Do you want to touch my legs?
Look, not really, but maybe another time.
But I left my leg on the table. You don't want a piece of that?
Yeah, it's all right.
Okay, cool.
It's quite pasty.
It, yeah, it is quite pasty.
Very pasty.
I know. I've gone white. It's winter. Okay, should we play them a song?
I could keep talking about your legs all day.
Okay. Bring on the summer.
Bring on the summer. Well, I've been in summer the last 3 weeks in America.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went to America.
I forgot you're in America.
Yeah, I went to America.
Yeah, right. That's the big one, the America.
As I said, I kind of went all around the country. One of the funny things was that I was traveling with a drag queen, a DJ, and a dancer.
Oh, wow.
And little old me, who's very simple-minded, very easygoing.
Stupid.
Possibly. But, you know, I'm mostly, I think I'm a walk in the park to hang out with.
Yeah, you are. Very
you know?
Relaxed.
And when you're traveling with lots of people, you've probably done it before yourself.
Sure.
It's hard work.
It is.
There's tensions.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Big Brother.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you're so close to each other all the time.
And you had your phone out the whole time.
I had my phone out. Everything was a photo up. Oh, it's Golden Gate Bridge. Hello. Click, click, flash, flash.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't, you know, obviously just pose.
No,
normally.
You pose.
I pose.
You definitely pose.
But I wanted to talk about some of the tensions that happened.
Okay.
Because I had a really big fight with one of my friends and it was quite early on in the trip.
Oh,
it was
no.
in San Francisco.
Yeah, so you had to just hang out together after that.
Well, we're walking through the streets of Castro and I was feeling a little bit tired, feeling a little bit frazzled.
Yeah.
I snapped.
Oh, yeah.
I snapped hard.
Okay.
My friend offered to make dinner.
Yeah.
Very nice gesture.
Good on him.
Yes.
And? You didn't want dinner?
Well,
threw
I did.
It back in his face.
I didn't want his dinner.
Okay, what'd you say?
I told him, he's like, I'm going to make my famous pasta.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, I don't really like your pasta.
Oh, no.
Mm.
You can't bag out someone's dish.
No.
If that's their famous dish, you can't bag it out.
He was like, well, listen, I've got news for you. I don't like your pasta. I was like, who put celery in their pasta?
Oh, yeah, no, you're correct.
He was very offended.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And so did he make his
pasta? It calmed down.
It did?
But then I had another snap.
Oh, yeah, what about this time? The celery again or?
I was feeling frazzled.
Yeah.
I was trying to choose the right Instagram filter on my one of my posts.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
really into it.
Yeah, yeah, and he interrupted you.
He interrupted me.
Man! Yeah, okay.
He so- just finished making dinner.
Oh,
he'd
no.
made dinner for us.
And you snapped at him again. What is...
He said, okay, guys, if anyone wants to do the dishes,
yeah.
I'll just leave them there.
Mm-hmm.
I turned my head and I said, we get it. You want us to make the dishes. Now, can you shut up?
Oh, harsh.
Was I overreacting?
I feel like you were. I feel like you went for the red angry filter. Just yeah, no, maybe you were overreacting.
I mean, I think I'm a very diplomatic person, but a lot of unhuman... qualities have come out of me. Like I told another one of my friends that he needed to go to therapy.
Well, that's fair enough. That's all right. Does he need to go to therapy?
Well, I said, look, when the therapist comes back and says that you're crazy, I'll say, well, I told you so. Have you had any experiences of sort of traveling like that,
I've
like
been
close
to the-
proximity with friends or anyone unnerved you?
Well, I've been to the States too. Have I told you about how I went to the States?
No.
I went to the States. Some other people have been to the States, not just you, Ben. But you've been to the States, right? You've been to the States. So
yes.
I was backpacking and I was in New York and I was staying at this backpacker's lodge and it was really beautiful. It was like they had a bar. It was really great. I was in a bottom bunk, which is great because you don't have to climb.
Yeah, it's
after
good. Top no bunk good. Sucks. A lot of work.
Nobody wants the top
Too
bunk.
Too much work.
I was so excited. 2 days I was in the bottom bunk and then one day I get home and this girl had stolen my bed.
Ooh.
Like the bottom bed, right? I had my stuff on the bed. She'd taken it all off. She'd replaced it with a pile of her clothes and on the top of this
scum.
Pile. I know.
Disgusting.
And just to really put that last nail in the coffin, she put a book on the top of her pile of clothes. Get this. The book was called The Art of War for Women, A Guide to Winning Without Confrontation. See what she did there? See what she did there? And man,
sending a clear message.
My blood boiled because I don't like confrontation either. So what I did is I used her face washer to wash my butt. And then I stole her passport. So, winner. I think I won that one.
Yeah. And did you stash some stuff in her boogie board?
Yeah, I did. Yes. A little bit of oregano
Bali,
in there.
Weren't you?
Yeah, no, I was in the States.
I've got a really quick clip because, you know, I like to record things. This is a little bit of a recording from one of my outbursts in America.
Get away from her, you bitch!
We have just had a text in from Anthony. He said when he travelled to the US with his best friends, they shared a hotel room. They discovered how badly they both snore and how smelly their farts are.
Yeah.
Best friends still. That's it. Once you breathe in a best friend's odour for more than 12 hours, you're going to be best friends forever.
That's it.
It's a great morning. I've just realised I didn't pay for my parking this morning, so I am in trouble.
Your car is currently being towed away.
Most likely.
Yes.
That's cool.
If anyone sees Gabe's car...
I don't think they'll tow a car away if there's a kid in the backseat.
And a barking chihuahua. Yeah. Mum of the year, Gabe Hogan.
There's no
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna.
She's just started her Madame X world tour.
Yes, she has. It's very exciting.
She's banned something from her shows, though. You can't take it in. Well, you can take it in, but it comes with... something
conditions.
You can't do. Conditions. Thank you very much. So Madonna's banning phones from her shows.
Oh, of course. That's a popular thing to do.
But it comes with an interesting twist because she is using what's called a electronic pouch called Yonder, which everyone will get when they come into the venue, which will lock your phone.
Yeah, it's like a little pouch. You put it in and then you can't get it out again.
So she's like an angry mother or something, like, no phones. No phones.
No screen time.
I think it's pretty funny, though, because Madonna's ticket prices are usually pretty expensive. So it's like, spend $1,500 or whatever it is to come see me.
Yeah.
You can't use your phone, though, by the way.
Yeah, well, she's that older generation, so she would be a bit like, wow, you just put your phones down.
See her blinking 1,000 times, like looking to the ground saying, you know, my performance is art.
Or maybe.
You shouldn't be playing on your phones. You should just be watching it like a theatre show.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually. Nothing irritates me more when you're at a concert or a live show and people have got their phone up so high and you can't see the actual act.
I mean, I agree, though, but come on, Gabe. It's like you want to get a little video.
Yeah, but look what happened to Beyonce. Remember she did that halftime show at the soccer or the footy or the whatever the big...
I think it was the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl. Yes. Yes, not just your regular
bowl. What's that old game they play, you know, that no one ever watches? Yeah.
There was that photo of Beyonce dancing and she looked... It was just taken at such a bad time that she looked terrific and the stuff was online everywhere. So maybe Madonna doesn't want any unflattering, unsolicited photos
of her. No, I just don't think she wants people putting, like, her videos online.
Yeah.
I think she's just being a tight ass. Despite the fact she's charging thousands of dollars for people to see her. She's missing one important thing.
What's that?
And she's ignoring her fan base.
Yeah? What? Selfies.
How are people going to be able to check Grindr at her shows?
Oh, of course.
Like,
of course.
I don't like this song. I'll meet you in the bathroom.
It's going to be really hard to find a gay partner at a Madonna concert.
Apparently, there's a spot where you can use your phone.
There is, yes.
But it's not in the venue.
Oh, okay. If you want to use your phone, you just turn left as you walk out, walk about 2 kilometres, walk past the train station and under the bridge, you'll be able to use your phone there.
Yeah, just past the cone bra and the simulated masturbation. Would there be anything on your phone that you would miss, Gabe? Because I'm going back to my trip and, like, we constantly checked Grindr, constantly, constantly.
Yeah.
What would be, you know, the one thing you'd need on your phone, you know, that you'd sort of miss?
Oh, I just like to check WhatsApp to see if my ex-girlfriend messaged me quite regularly. So that would, you know, she might message me, she might have an emergency, she might want me back, who knows?
I think that means we need to get into a song.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
Missing your girlfriend. Would you just...
Ugh. I'm moving on. It's fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
Bloody hell. Okay,
gotta take it down the East Coast.